Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
Amen. I'm excited. Isaiah 58, one verse, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Amen. It is on our screen. We stand and read this together. Amen. Amen. Let's read. It's not the fast that I have chosen to loose the band of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, and that we break every yoke. Amen. Thank you. This morning, this is the word of the Lord. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, I'd like to talk about fasting leads to a changed heart. Fasting leads to a changed heart. Amen. Many people wonder about fasting. They get nervous, they get scared. And you cannot do it until the Lord fix your heart. And sometimes it takes some time because you have to give up something for something. And your heart got to be changed. You have to have a willing heart. But isn't it strange how we can fast when the doctor tells us at midnight, don't fast, you're going to take a test. And you scared to death because you don't know what's going on. Tell you don't eat nothing after midnight. And you don't eat nothing at all. You go on to the doctor and you just scared. You're nervous. You're shaking. And then after that, you get back home. You eat. Get your test result. Doctor tell you with nothing but gas you had. And you just jump and you're just so happy. But the doctor can tell you that. But when the Lord share with us the fast, we got a problem. Even when pastor asks you, you know, let's come together and fast. I think every child of God ought to take out a moment of time in your life, sometime or another, to fast and pray. Because you get strength in fasting. You get power in fasting. There's some of you right now is dealing with some things challenging the life. The only way it's going to move, the only way you're going to see result is if you fast and pray. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. And the people are doing it all over the world, not just in this season, but I learned to fast. You know, every time the Lord shared with me, I'm going, it's no devil going to move by no words. Sometimes you have to fast and pray. Amen. Y'all miss that. I say, ain't no devil going to move by no words. Sometimes you got to fast and pray. Amen. And when you learn to do that, then you see result. And I believe sometimes, you know, some of us, you know, we just didn't got too comfortable. And we want to give up. We don't want God to do a new thing in our life. But real fasting includes true repentance and turning away from sin. The Lord told Isaiah, cry aloud. Spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression. They need to know their sin. If any time the people of God need to know their sin, we need to tell it from the pulpit. Amen. We don't have to call it out to tell it, but thus said the Lord. And I don't apologize for telling the truth. Amen. I don't apologize. I do understand the same gospel that make you shout will make you pout. Amen. And we got to understand sometimes because we shout all the time. Every now and then you're going to pout. And that don't hurt my feeling because all my message may not be a hallelujah sermon to everybody. Some people are going to pout. Some people are not going to like it. Amen. But that's okay as long as I tell you what does say the Lord. Amen. Because my job is to tell you what thus said the Lord. Not what Van Keith say, but what the words say. So if you got a problem, you got to take it up with the Lord, not me. Amen. So we got to understand, my brother and sister, he shared with them, amen, to tell it, speak out. God was not pleased with their fast because God did not answer that prayer. God will not answer all your prayers because he's not pleased with what you're praying for. Amen. He will not answer because he wants you to do something different. Amen. He wants you to deny yourself. He wants you, amen. He wants to get deep down into your soul. He wants you to repent your sin, not nobody else's sin. Leave other people to sin alone. You need to repent your sin. He wants to get you one-on-one. Have the Lord ever got you one-on-one, just you and the Lord? Yes, you and the Lord, huh? I wish I had just maybe one or two people that's with me this morning, because sometimes it may be your season. You think that God is beating you up. He's not beating you up, but then in a way he is, because he's trying to get your attention, because he's telling them, I see what you're doing. I see where you're heading, and I want your life to turn around, because if you don't turn around, you're going to head to damnation, and hell is hot. Hell is real. So I'm trying to get your attention. I caused some things to happen in your life. I caused some things, amen, to occur in your life. And you don't see it. Amen. You started getting mad, but I'm trying to get your attention. You got sick. It wasn't an accident. Amen. Your car broke down on you. It wasn't an accident. Amen. You got a disease. It wasn't no accident. I'm trying to get your attention, trying to show you that I'm God all by myself. I wish I had a witness in the house this morning. And sometimes we're looking back, we got a question. Say, God, why me? Why not you? Because I see you. Amen. I see you. And then sometimes God is trying to get you out of that little clique that you're in. He's trying to separate you from some people that really holding you down. Amen. And not bringing you up. Amen. So he's trying to tell you, say, I've got the way of getting your attention. You see me now. So you say, some prayers I'm not going to answer. Because God say, because you fast for strife and debate. You fast trying to get back at other people. And God say, vengeance is mine. Y'all missed that. Y'all mad. You see, you got to be careful when people say, oh, don't worry about them. I'm going to pray on them. That's the wrong thing to do, huh? Don't pray on them. You pray for them and let God take care of the rest of them. You see, when you try to pray on them, God can turn the things around. God can turn the table around. Amen. Because remember, what goes up will come down. What goes around comes around. So you say, you fast for strife and debate. And to strike with the fist. Sometimes we ought to get tired of fighting with the fist. You ought to fight with the word of God. Some of us fighting and God trying to fight at the same time. You can't fight and let God fight. God say, let me fight your battle. You can't fight it if I'm fighting it. Somebody got to put their hand down. See, you're fighting for strike. If God tell his people, if you want to fast the way that please me, you got to please the Lord. Begin with getting right with your brothers and sisters. Woo! Missed that. That's it. I mean, y'all missed that. You see, you wanna get right. Get right with your brothers and sisters. Amen. 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 I know some of us, you know, got some no good brothers and sisters, spiritually and physically. But sometimes as a child of God, you can't go around not speaking to them. Sometimes you got to speak to them. Even sometimes you got to love them from a distance. Amen. But don't you hold back as a child of God, because you see, God say, you know better. Matter of fact, you better than them. I don't expect you to do it. I expect them to do it, huh? So you see, get right with your brothers and sisters. Stop oppressing others and reach out to help others. You got to love other people. Got to love people. Love your enemy. Because that's love. Love your enemy. And he said, he's right there. He's saying, is not this the fast that I have chosen to tell you? I have chosen. Some things the Lord chose, and we have to follow it. In the sixth verse, there was a lot there that needed to be unfolded, because fasting leads to a changed heart. And I guarantee you, if you want to see result in your ministry, in your walk with God, let God lead you and change your heart. You cannot remain the same if God changed you. You can't keep doing the same old thing. If you say you're a changed person, everything changes around you. Amen? You have to make change. The first thing the Lord shared with Isaiah to tell my people is saying, to loose the band of wickedness. There are people who are literally enslaved and in spiritual bondages today. I believe, my brother and sister, I believe whom the Son set free is free indeed. You hear what I say? Who the Son set free is free indeed. God wants us to be free. Amen. If you a believer in Jesus, there should be nothing in your life that is strike a power over you. Nothing should strike a power over you. You should not be addicted to anything. Whew. We missed that. Shouldn't be addicted to anything. What there have been things in your life you like to lay down, but been unable to lay down. Fast and pray. Fast and pray. You can't put it down by yourself. It takes some fasting and praying. Hear what I'm saying? You have to fast and pray, huh? You have to have a changed heart. Some things going on in our life, you know, we're asking God to move, but we go back to it. And if you want God to move it, you have to have a changed heart. Amen. You have to help yourself. Help yourself. And the only way, my brothers and sisters, to have a changed heart, if you want to be free, you have to crucify the flesh. Crucify the flesh. Because if you don't crucify the flesh, you're going to go back and do the same thing. Amen. You got to learn to pray harder. I've seen people say, well, you know, Brother Pastor, I tried to stop doing this. I tried to stop doing that. But I just can't stop. Why you can't stop? You're not praying hard enough. Oh, I forgot to tell you, this may not be no jumping and hula hallelujah sermon this morning, but this to help you. My doctor told me some things, and it's up to me to help myself. Y'all missed it. My doctor told me, I believe last month, that my, you know, that I was diabetic, and I laughed at her. And I said, I'm not claiming that. But I got enough sense to know I had to change my diet. I had to quit buying my Ike and Mike, my little Debbie cake, hide him in my drawer. My little grandkid knew where it was at. And eating all that stuff, I had to stop that. If I wanted to help me, doctor can tell you all that, but it's up to you to help yourself. You got to quit seasoning with all that high season. You want to have high blood pressure, you got to stop doing all that stuff. You got to help yourself. Amen? You got to lower your season. And the only way you can do it, I had to help my. It was hard. I go to the store. The guy on the front bench. He got it in front of me. Walk in the store, it's right there. My little Ike and Mike, my little Hershey Kenny is right there. I say the devil is alive. Yes, my little Debbie Kick is right there. Went in the dollar store, got the bug. Uh-oh. So I had to crucify the flesh to help myself. And when I did that, I could go in the store now. I said, I see you, but I don't want you. I don't want you. You got to learn to crucify the flesh. Same thing people say, you know, I hear people say all the time, you know, but Pastor, I can't quit smoking. You got to crucify the flesh. I can't stop drinking. You got to crucify the flesh. I can't stop doing drugs. You got to crucify the flesh. Amen? Because I realized, I don't know about you, but I want to live a long time. I want to live a long time. I want to be here for my children, for my grandchildren, for my great-grandchildren. Amen. And don't let the devil slide in there that make it do some crazy stuff that all of a sudden when you go to the doctor say it's too late. So something you got to learn to say, Lord, I can't do it by myself. I need some help. And fast, huh? So when you fast, you are drawing near to God, and he's near to you. Amen? Fast so you can solve difficult problems. There is no problem too big that God cannot solve. There is no sickness that God cannot heal. But you got to fast and pray and take authority. Take authority. Nobody can do that for you. You got to take authority. I had to take authority over my life, over my situation. I had to say what you want to do. Do you want to live or you want to die? And I said, I want to live. So I had to start doing something. And if you want, let me tell you something. Don't let the devil mess us up. It's sad. Because y'all might pout on this. It's sad when you can't stop doing some habits and you go to the doctor, your liver is gone. Your lungs is gone. And they give you X amount of live to live. And the Lord will tell you, remember I warned you, but you did not want to put it down. You want to hang around the people. Now the people don't have it, you have it. And now you want to pray, and sometimes God say, you know, I've been told you to stop doing it, but you wouldn't do it. And sometimes you're going to have to suffer the consequence. Something can be too late, my brothers and sisters. I lost my amen. It's up to us. Because, you know what? How many of you got grandchildren here? You got grandchildren? Yeah, I got grandchildren, huh? They are in great-grandchildren. And they're so good, they're so beautiful. Sometimes they might get on your nerve, but they're your grandchildren. One day, you don't want your grandchild to ask, what happened to mama or papa? How they died? I want them to say, if I died, it's not because of something that I didn't do right. I died in Jesus Christ. Every minute I see them, I thank the Lord. And that helped me to take care of myself. But you know what's the problem? Some of us, we don't want to get rid of the crowd. So he said, loose the band of wickedness. The second thing, are y'all praying for me? See, sometimes we got to teach our people something. For us to learn something. It comes from the word of God. Second thing, he said, to undo the heavy burden is right there. There are some things that we carry that become like a heavy burden. There are situations and problems at work or family or marriage or children that become a heavy burden. Can be a burden. But he said to undo the heavy burden. You wake up in the morning and feel it. You go to bed at night thinking about it. It may be that your life is more tangled up than you think. Because you're under heavy burden. I challenge it with the word of God. If you want to undo heavy burden, I dare you to get into the word of God. I dare you to fast and pray. Spend more time in the word of God than your problem. Spend more time with Jesus than your situation, what you're going through. You got to put that in the word of God and give your problem to the one who can solve it. His name is Jesus. Huh? Number one, you need to call out to God during time of prayer and fasting. Have you ever fasted and prayed and just said, cried out to God, Lord, I need you. You need to have some private time with the Lord. You need to take out of your busy schedule. Because you know we got some busy schedule. Some of us is so busy. We're more busy than God. We got so much busy schedule that we don't take the time out and tell the Lord. Sit some quiet time. Listen to the Lord. Sometimes you might have to turn the phone off. You might have to turn the TV off. You might have to turn some people off. Y'all missed that. You might have to tune some people out. Amen. For you to get a result that you need. Amen. Fast and pray. When it seemed hopeless, when it seemed like there is no way out, he will be a way maker. God can deal with things in an instant that you've stressed over for weeks and months. But it won't happen overnight. It takes some fasting and praying. Fasting leads to a changed heart. God got to change your heart. You cannot fast and live for the devil. Because the Bible says, you're going to love one and hate the other. You can't straddle the fence. Amen. This is for belief. That was the word say. Am I in the word? I'm in the word. Is in there? Okay. Y'all ain't tear the page out, huh? Is in there. And the Lord say, only the pure in heart shall see God. Your heart got to be pure. If you want to see God move in a way, he's not going to move in a temple that's not right. It's got to be a clean temple. And it won't happen overnight. The third thing you say, and let the oppressed go free, is right there in your Bible. I know personally, my brothers and sisters, I know one thing, that if you are a true believer, you cannot be possessed by the devil. You hear what I'm saying? You can be oppressed, but not possessed. Have you ever felt like you couldn't get a breakthrough? You feel like you don't have the authority to fight anymore. Some people say, I don't have no fight left in me to fight your way out anymore, huh? It is the oppressed of the enemy. The enemy, huh? God say he want you to be free from oppression. God wants you to have victory. Don't ever let nobody, amen, have power over you. You got to have power over him. Huh? I ask you a question all the time. Do you have habits or do habit have you? Y'all missed that, huh? Do you have habits or do habit have you? If you got habit, that means you control habit. But if habit control you, you're in trouble. You're in trouble, huh? You're in trouble, huh? And God wants us to have victory. God wants your family and your neighbors to be free. Fasting leads to a change, huh? Fasting increase your ability to praise the Lord better. When you fast and pray, you can praise the Lord because there's nothing holding you back. And some people come to church, they're heavy burden. You wonder why? Because they're oppressed. The enemy has oppressed them. The devil got them oppressed, and they don't know how to release that because they don't take the time out to fast and pray. Some people can't do without eating. And I found out, because God had to let me go through some people, and some people use it for excuse. Don't use your sickness for an excuse. That's right. That's good. Don't go to sleep on me now. No, don't use your sickness for an excuse. Yes. Don't use your medicine for an excuse. Huh? Some people say, you know, told me, and I quit messing with people because that's a choice if you want to do it. Some people say, well, but Pastor, I can't fast because I'm a diabetic. I got to eat. And what? That's just it. Hmm? And nobody told you don't eat, but there's a way you got to beat the game. I get up at 6:30, and I eat. It's true, I eat because I got to take some medicine at 6:30 because the fast started at 7. Don't lay in the bed with your lazy self. Until 7:05, talking about, oh, I made my fast. Oh, I don't care where it says, I got to eat something. You should have got off your lazy self and got up and eat something. That's how you beat the devil. I get up at 6 or 6:30, and I eat. Now, I don't eat like a dog now. I eat a little something just to hold me. And I pray. And I fast. And I read the scripture. That's how you beat the devil at the game. And I get more strength. And the other morning, I missed it. All I did is just read the scripture. Because I said, Lord, you're going to hold me until 12 o'clock. Because I'm fasting for something. I mean, when you're in, you ought to be fasting for something. Something you need. Something you're going through. Something you want God to come in being in your life. Something you want God to change. And you say, Lord, I need some help. So I'm going to fast for this situation. Whatever I'm going through, that between me and you, Lord, I give it to you. But I ask you to give me strength because the devil is pulling on me. Put it on one side. He put it on the other side. And I need help.
Say bless. Say bless.
Yeah.
If you've been blessed by this faith-filled sermon and would like to sow a seed to our ministry, you may do so by mailing a financial blessing to Starlight Baptist Church, 156 Isaac Gruyette Road in Marksville, Louisiana, 71351. Or you may send a Cash App contribution to $SBC of Hickory Hill. You can also follow us on Facebook for our live stream broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. Starlight Baptist Church is dedicated to sharing hope and salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318 627-2992. May God bless you.